I'm still here. It took my mother 10 minutes with a chainsaw to get us out of the house. Now she, my Grandma Sitchi, and I are sitting in the lobby of a Marriott, playing cards on the carpet. "Who are you?" my grandma said. "And what have you done with my curlers?" The hotel rooms surround us in a circle going up and up. Families have set up lawn chairs, mattresses, radios on every floor. They read magazines leaning into the light. One TV works down here in the lobby, and swarms of people fight over which channel, which star. Right now, it's disaster coverage. Katrina, Ophelia, Rita, Wilma, the reason we're all here. "I'm your granddaughter," I say. "My granddaughter's sweet," she says. 7 years old with a bad haircut. I could show you a picture." "I'm still here," I say, shuffling the cards. "Did you know Katharine Hepburn was a dyke?" says Grandma. "I need some quiet," says my mother. She stands up, moves to the other side of the lobby with a paperback and her mug of tea. "Want to see a magic trick?" I say. "Want to get some wine," she says. "No magic tricks." My grandma steps up and walks 15 feet to the bar in the center of the lobby. It's crowded over there. She orders a glass of Merlot, looks at me. "What do you want? What's her face?" "I'm okay," I say. When I became official with Stratton, I swore I'd get clean. I haven't touched a bottle. I haven't rolled a joint. I threw away my cigarettes, every last stash. Last week, I lost my virginity to him. We were in his dorm room at the University of Miami, his roommate gone for the weekend, a single candle lit. Usher's Nice and Slow played on repeat, and we kept most of our clothes on. As soon as he pushed his way inside me, I flipped over onto my stomach. I wanted to feel like an animal. I can wear pastel polo shirts and chew winter fresh gum and learn bedtime prayers and bring his mother tulips, but in that moment, I could not put myself away, not once I felt that kind of pain. Blood dripped onto the sheets. "Pull my fucking hair," I said. Stratton kept rocking, gently. He pressed his hands over my back tattoo to cover it. "I'm sorry," he said. "I can't with the old you." My grandma sits back down in her floral upholstered chair. She has a glass of Merlot in each hand. She crosses her ankles. "I'm going to meet myself a fella tonight," she says. "What's your face again?" There are so many ways to lose a person. Of all things, this is what I know best. Every airport is closed. On the one lobby TV, we watch dots of people bobbing through the rushing waters of New Orleans. It's been the worst hurricane season in history. So many dead, an entire alphabet of storm names, and most of the South will remain without power. I stay up all night and sit by the glow of that TV, trying to find something else. I bite into Sour Punch straws to keep myself from finding a smoke. A girl from middle school is here, wrapped in a blanket. Her name is Morgan. The roof of her home caved in, and she's been here 4 days. "So what have you been doing since the crap top years?" she asks. "What's new?" I flip through the channels. I make up lies. "Going to college on equestrian scholarship." "Where?" she asks. "North," I say. I hadn't considered the question. My grandma is curled up on a bench in the lobby with a homeless man. He told her he would get her out of this hotel, this town. He took one look at her earrings and held on. "What else?" asks Morgan. She is braiding and rebraiding a piece of her hair, pulling at it, twisting it. Dogs bark through the shadows of the halls. "I have a boyfriend," I say. "He's going to marry me." "When do you think you'll get out of here?" asks Morgan. "I told you, for college." "This lobby," she says. "Where's your home?"